Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman. Dr. Ray Pritchard is co-hosting from Kansas City. We're in our studios here in Tupelo, MS. And as always, we thank you for listening to AFR. Check out our Facebook and YouTube live video feeds for Today's Issues. And we podcast all our shows here on American Family Radio, at least almost all of them. So if you want to listen to one of our shows, including this one, at another time, you can go to AFR.net. When they go to AFR.net, then what, Walker?
To get the Today's Issues podcast, you, on the top left-hand corner of the AFR.net page, you can click on the link podcast, and then scroll down a little bit. You'll see a Today's Issues logo.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay, and we will be here tomorrow with Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University. So we'll see you tomorrow for that. We've got another 24 minutes of programming here. And Steve Jordahl's stepped into the studio with us from American Family Radio News. And
he has.
I guess a big Barney fan, are you?
I wear this on the radio frequently, yes, for all those. Yeah. I don't want to get lost in the newsroom, so right. I wear something that stands
purple.
Out. It's purple today.
Yeah, it's purple day.
It's a royal color.
All right. Well, welcome to Today's Issues.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. What are you going to start us off with?
Let's start off with some Trump derangement syndrome, if we may.
Okay.
I know you guys talked about the president visiting the troops in Iraq yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the media seemed not to like it very much. Specifically, CNN, one, slammed Trump's visit and criticized the troops for bringing their MAGA hats, the red MAGA hats for the Trump design. Because soldiers aren't supposed to be involved in political activities. So the CNN headline was, "Troops bring Trump hats to sign may violate military rule." There's nothing good. And then Joe Scarborough on MSNBC had this to say.
Mr. Trump once again used a captive audience of American heroes to push his unpopular domestic agenda, this time the wall. It's all very unbecoming and all very Bush League. And you can bet 41 and 43 would have never treated the troops so disrespectfully. We used to fight ISIS and terrorists in Syria and other places across the globe, so we wouldn't have to fight them here at home or in those soldiers' hometown. Things are changing under Donald Trump. U.S. leaders once stood up to bullying threats from tyrannical thugs from Turkey or from Russia. But now, it's not even close. Last week, it's sad to say, our president caved like a quivering coward to threats coming from Turkey's thuggish leader, Erdogan.
What is he talking about, Ray? You have any idea what he's talking about right there?
Isn't that connected to the situation in Syria?
Troop withdrawals, yes.
Isn't he implying that Erdogan made those threats, and that's part of the reason why?
Made what threats?
The reason that he was going to go in there, Turkey's going to go in there and do something, and maybe our own troops would be in the way and get hurt. And so Trump said he's going to pull out. Maybe that's what is being implied in that statement. There.
That is
nobody
what's being,
knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows for a fact that's really what happened.
Right.
Well, you mentioned Trump derangement syndrome. And we're listening to is Joe Scarborough.
That
was
Joe,
right?
Scarborough.
From MSNBC.
Yes, sir.
Morning Joe.
Morning, right? Joe with his bride.
You know, Mika. He used to be a conservative congressman from the Panhandle of Florida.
Was he ever really conservative, or was he kind of
I think he was.
A rhino.
I think he was.
No, he's pretty conservative. Basically. Then he moved to New York and got on TV and, joined in with
moved
all
to
that.
The left.
Yeah, moved to the left.
Big time.
You know, but present factually, candidate Trump in 2015 campaigned on getting out of the Middle East.
Yeah.
So way before Turkey started influencing,
right, I know.
Talking with the Trump foreign policy team, So that's not factually correct. Candidate Trump, when he was a billionaire in New York, even before he was a candidate, said, we got to get out of the Middle East. What are we doing over there? So to say that Turkey, Erdogan, bullied President Trump into pulling out of Syria, that's not true.
Facts never get in the way of what they want to.
Right.
I don't believe that. Now, should the President of the United States listen to a call from the Turkish president? Yes, he should. They're a major player. Sure. They are a major player in the region. But just because he listens to a call and may agree or disagree with the president of Turkey doesn't mean, he's what Joe Scarborough said. Cowering like a so-and-so.
He was like a cowering.
Just shut up. Yeah. These people have nothing. these people have nothing good to say any day.
Right.
About anything President Trump does. So they're completely discredited. Because of that.
Yeah.
They've lost.
They offer no solutions.
No.
No middle ground.
They've lost any semblance of objectivity. The MSNBC.
Right.
And so many of the media, they're in a war with the White House.
Right.
And they're out to win. I'm talking about the mainstream media. They view themselves as
the opposition.
The opposition. And it's their job to bring down this president because he's bringing down, or he's going against their globalist, elitist, politically correct agenda.
The swamp.
Yeah.
The swamp, right.
And so he's going against it, and so it's their job to take him out. I mean, that's what this turned into, all the way from Saturday Night Live all the way to MSNBC to – they had a skit the other day I saw. I didn't watch it. I don't watch these late-night shows, but they were going after Melania Trump. And, I told Allison, my wife, we were watching. It was just an advertisement for a late night show that they were going to use this skit on. You know how they use skits, and I was watching it, and I said, "Do you ever remember seeing an advertisement where they were using Michelle Obama as to make fun of her?"
Oh, she walks on water. As far as they're concerned,
to make fun of her in a Saturday Night Live skit. No, you would never see that. So anyway, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. But to your point, Steve, it's what you call Trump derangement syndrome.
Yep.
So, next story.
All right. This is from the Sorry Not Sorry file. We don't have any music.
We don't have a song for that.
We don't, but I'll find one. We're finding out a little bit of the behind the scenes from the Roy Moore campaign for Senate in Alabama a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. He lost to Doug Jones, who's now serving in the Senate there. But we're finding out that there was an effort to portray Moore linked to the Russians. It was a false flag effort to link the Kremlin to Roy Moore's Alabama campaign. Reid Hoffman is now saying he's sorry for having donated to a group that participated in this. He gave $750,000 to American Engagement Technologies. It's
who is he?
He is Hoffman is the founder of LinkedIn, so he's a Silicon Valley billionaire, a lot of money.
Okay,
and he gave this money to American Engagement Technologies, which used some of that money to fund a false flag or they faked Russian bots and portrayed Russia as being in favor of Roy Moore. To help dissuade him, as if he didn't have enough, going against him already, they just piled on with this.
Walker,
yeah, this is interesting because many who've been called conspiracy theorists have said that Russia, it was never Russia in 2016. Now going back to 2016, we're talking about a 2018 Alabama 2017
yeah.
Alabama special election with Roy Moore versus Doug Jones. Doug Jones is now the senator. But many of us said in 2016 that it wasn't Russia. It likely wasn't even Russia in 2016 that did all the, quote, hacking of the DNC and all the other places. But this is a prime example of where it's the Democrats doing these false flag accounts trying to say that Putin's behind Roy Moore in Alabama.
What is a false flag account?
Yeah, well, this company set up hundreds of accounts on Twitter and Facebook and they tried to portray the accounts as being from Russia.
Oh, okay.
As Russian individuals.
Okay.
But they're really called Russian bots. And so this company in America set up all these accounts, and then the media looked at them and said, oh, Russia supports Roy Moore, Russia supports Roy Moore, when really it was the Democrats setting up these false flag accounts on social media to make it look like it.
Why couldn't that have happened in Trump v. Clinton?
Easily could have happened. And this was a less high-tech. This was just a simple creation of social
media
accounts.
Why is this guy apologizing, though?
Well, because he got caught.
He was exposed.
Right, he got caught.
The New York Times actually exposed what's going on here.
Huh.
And he was an Obama appointee of some digital chair.
So he got caught.
He got caught, and then he had to explain himself.
Is there anything illegal about doing what he did?
I don't know. Not off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It's more unethical than it is illegal.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either.
This reminds me of these false racial incidents that happen where you have somebody doing a KKK sign on the sign of an African-American church. This happened last year, and it turns out it was a black guy who did it.
Mm-hmm.
A gay guy in San Antonio last year. You remember this one? Or was in Austin. He went and got a cake at a supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Took the cake out to his car, wrote some anti-gay slur on it, took it back in, showed it to the manager saying, I'm appalled at your homophobia. Was it turns out it was the guy who did it in his car. He wrote the thing on there. So these kind of things where it's set up to look one way, but it's actually the people, they're, you know, it's kind of like what was his name? Al Sharpton. Remember that one? The Tawana Brawley. That's kind of how he got his start.
Oh.
He had this young lady, African-American young lady in the hospital. Remember this one? And claimed she was raped by a bunch of white guys. And as it turns out, Al Sharpton knew that she wasn't, but he went on with the story anyway. And he never was discredited for that, by the way, in the mainstream media.
Let me ask you a question here, if I could, about back to the Roy Moore campaign.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a guy who drops $750,000 on what is a bizarre notion that the Russians are in there trying to promote Roy Moore, which I don't think very many people in Alabama would have bought that. But that ended up being a very, very, very close race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a few thousand. Is there any evidence that votes were actually changed or influenced because of this false flag campaign?
I don't know. That would be very hard to track. But another point in this Fox News piece that will get posted on our Facebook page is that they also, let's see, they also created these fake conservative accounts that were claiming to be people from Alabama, conservatives in Alabama, opposing Roy Moore. And so these were fake accounts of, quote, conservatives opposing Roy Moore. And this company created these accounts.
The same company?
Yes, the same company.
So you have, you talk about there should be an investigation. There should be, if Robert Mueller is going to do what he's doing, we need an investigation of this man and this company. What's his name?
Oh.
Reid Hoffman is
billionaire. Just to explain, I never heard of him. He's a billionaire from Silicon Valley, California. He made his money off creating LinkedIn. Most people are familiar with that. It's a professional website, I guess. But anyway, so he made his money off that. So he gave $750,000 to create these fake Russian
accounts.
Walker said accounts or bots or whatever that, and to make it look like Russia was supporting Roy Moore. I don't know. Like you said, I don't know whether they're going to take over Silicaga or something, Russians. I don't know. what are they going to do here? Huh?
They're going to
move on Gadsden.
They're going to take out Nick Saban. I mean, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Anyway, but
they can't take out
the
Nick
Saban.
Can take out Nick Saban.
Well, there are a lot of college football fans who would be glad to see Nick Saban retire. Because they're jealous because he's so doggone good. But my point is here that this was a liberal Silicon Valley interfering with an election.
In Alabama.
In Alabama. And that seems to me, Walker, I mean, I don't know. You said you don't know any laws that were violated. That seems to me.
They are asking the FEC to look into it.
Yeah, that would be illegal to intentionally mislead people.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it that it violates some kind of election laws.
And what else did they try to do? What were you mentioning?
Well, they created this. This is directly from the Fox News piece. The project also involved creating a Facebook page and imitated conservative Alabamians who weren't satisfied with the Republican and encouraged others to write in another candidate.
Yeah, what they would be doing there is trying to manipulate conservatives in Alabama. Mm-hmm. To doubt themselves about voting for Roy Moore, so you create this false conservative Facebook pages or whatever who say, well, I'm conservative, but I'm voting for Doug Jones.
And then what happens is the media reports that conservatives in Alabama are upset with Roy Moore
based on
false Facebook accounts.
Right. Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. That is worthy of a congressional investigation right there.
Yeah, and if this were conservatives doing this,
oh my goodness,
there would be a special counsel, FBI, knocking down doors, seizing documents.
President Trump needs to tweet about
this. They'd have a Russia investigation, wouldn't they?
Yeah, 2.0.
Right. Yeah, Silicon Valley is just about all liberal, all lefties. Yep. All right, what do you got next, Steve?
Well, I want to talk about the left going after one more of President Trump's judicial nominees. This is a man named Brian Buescher. He is from Omaha, and he's a lawyer who's being considered for a district court. And he was given a questionnaire. It was written, not verbal, so I don't have sound. But Kamala Harris, and Mazie Hirono. Our two favorite women in the Senate.
Who is she?
Mazie Hirono is a senator from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
She's the one that told white men to shut up, I think, and drop out and don't talk anymore.
Anyway, did she single out white men?
She did.
Why?
Because we
have feelings.
No one cares about them. That's the problem. They found out that he's a member of the Knights of Columbus. So writing, Mazie Hirono said, "You reported that you have been a member of the Knights of Columbus since 1993. The Knights of Columbus have taken a number of extreme positions. For example, it is reported one of the top contributors to California's Prop 8 to ban same-sex marriage. If confirmed, do you intend to end your membership with this organization to avoid appearance of bias?" And
now, for those who don't know, the Knights of Columbus is a Catholic men's organization.
Right. Right. And it's a fraternal organization that does good deeds around.
Yeah. And so it's been around forever. It does charity work. It's not an extremist group by any means, by any definition, except for the people on the far left.
Right.
So she's going after him.
She's going after Hirono. Went after him because of the same-sex marriage thing.
What happened here?
Well, he answered, but let me read what Kamala Harris said. She went after him on the abortion issue. Since 1993, and this is interesting because in this question, she almost admits how bad abortion is. She writes, "Since 1993, you've been a member of the Knights of Columbus, an all-male society comprised primarily of Catholic men. In 2016, Carl Anderson, leader of the Knights of Columbus, described abortion as a legal regime that has resulted in more than 40 million deaths. Mr. Anderson went on to say that abortion is the killing of an innocent on a massive scale. Were you aware that the Knights of Columbus opposed a woman's right to choose when you joined the organization?" He was 18 when he joined, by the way.
So again, you have two very liberal U.S. senators trying to block one of President Trump's federal judge appointments, right?
Yep.
Based on the fact that they are Catholic. Basically, that's what she's saying, right? Conservative Catholics.
Orthodox Catholic.
Right. Thank you.
But the official position of the Catholic Church itself is that they're against abortion.
And against same-sex marriage. Homosexuality is a disorder.
Right, which is the way President Obama was. When he was candidate Obama, he was against same-sex marriage. So was Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. But they won't be able to block a vote here, I don't think.
The Senate is in Republican hands, and this guy will get through. But they're making their
It's anti-Christian bigotry is what it is.
It is.
It's anti-Christian bigotry, and it's and they're just open about it now.
It's signaling to their base. You know, Harris is largely considered to be a candidate for 2020, a presidential candidate. So,
Interesting. Hey, by the way, in another story, I know you got some good news you want to get to at the end or some funny stuff. Did you see, Ray, where ICE, which is the Immigration, Customs, and an enforcement agency, is releasing hundreds of people in El Paso, Texas, that have been held in detention.
Is that all about, Tim?
Well, according to Fox News, more than 500 migrants were released Wednesday to the streets of Texas and New Mexico because of overcrowding there. This is what happens. We get these detention. This is a result primarily of the criticism that President Trump took, a few months back. You remember this? Oh, he's separating children from their parents. Oh, my goodness. This man's a monster. You remember? Remember this?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's not going to be blamed for that anymore. So you can't hold these folks, these illegal immigrants, more than a certain amount of time.
With the children.
With children,
they have children with them.
So, because you can't separate them, they're just letting them go onto the streets of El Paso. You're talking about, let's see, 200 one day, 400 the next, 400. So, they're just letting them go because there's nowhere to hold them. There's nowhere to put them, and I guess ICE doesn't want to be responsible when somebody dies, like these couple of these children have. So, when they say our immigration system is broke. This is what we're talking about here, and again, I don't want to. I just got to tell you, the Democratic Party in this country, they love this stuff. This is what they want. They want to see chaos. They want to see they want to see illegal immigrants flood the country. This is what they're about. That's why they don't want a wall. And it's sad. I'm sorry to say this. I wish I didn't. There was a day when the Democrats and Republicans were basically had the same goals and objectives when it came to
protecting
our country. But no more. The Democratic Party in this nation wants our country flooded with illegal immigrants. They want to give amnesty to people here illegally so that they can vote, and then they can destroy the Republican Party permanently. And then you would have a choice for president between somebody like Bernie Sanders and
Kamala Harris.
You know, that would be your left versus your left. The American political landscape would be completely, and that may happen one day.
Right.
And maybe it would be completely redefined.
The interesting thing is I wonder if Democrats even care about these people.
No.
Because Trump offered amnesty for 2 million of these people.
Right.
And the Democrats said, no, we're not talking to you. We're not negotiating with you. So...
No, you know, that, because he wanted a wall
as
a part of the deal with the Democrats. They don't want a wall because a wall stops people
from
coming.
And they wouldn't even come to the table.
That's right, which tells you what?
They don't care. They're fine with this.
They want it. They want people to come in here illegally and flood the country. That's the Democrat Party of today, unfortunately.
Right.
So you had a bowl game canceled?
We can get to that next week. Yes, The first responder bowl was canceled because of lightning, and I want to congratulate ServPro, who, as Adam, our engineer, points out, is the sponsor of this bowl. They have taken their marketing to a new level. ServPro sponsored the first responders bowl, and it was canceled because of lightning, and their motto, of course, is make it like it never even happened.
Who were the two teams in that?
It was Boston College and Boise State.
So they didn't even get to play.
They played about half of a quarter.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Steve, Walker, and Adam for running the controls for us today. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.